Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the sixth day of Christmas, December 30th, in the AIC seasonal video series, The 12 Days of Christmas. The key word for today is joy, with a focus on joy seen in Scripture, hymns, and the carols of Christmas. In the 1928 Book of Common Prayer, St. John is titled Apostle and Evangelist. In the Eastern Church tradition, he is also known as John the Theologian. Of the four Gospels, only John's offers what could be called true theology. John's contribution to Christian theology from the Greek theos, meaning the one who sees, and logos, meaning word, are found in his Gospel, in all three of his epistles, and in Revelation. All five works were written in the last decade of the first century when the young church was under two great threats, one external, the Roman Empire, and one internal, the group known as the Gnostics. All five books were filled with words and phrases that reflect the concepts of Christian spirituality explained in our AIC bookstore publication, Christian Spirituality, An Anglican Perspective, available using the virtual bookstore link at the bottom of the homepage, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. I begin with five opening verses from 1 John chapter 1. Keep in mind that when St. John says we and our, he is referring to himself, based on his own personal experience. One could write an entire volume of theology and not achieve what St. John did in these five verses. There are three key words based upon Koine or New Testament Greek. Word, from the Greek logos. Fellowship, from koinonia, which can also be translated spiritually as communion, both in the church liturgical sense and in the sense of our relationship with God and Christ, and finally, manifested, from the Greek epiphaneia, celebrated in the church by the Feast of the Epiphany beginning January 6th. The illustration is an illumination, John writing his gospel in colored inks and gilt on parchment, prepared around 950 AD, possibly at Reichenau, Germany, in a gospel book made for the Emperor Otto III, a Saxon successor in Charlemagne's revived Holy Roman Empire, from the digital collection of the New York Public Library. The first two illustrations accompanying the text of 1 John 1:15 are a stained glass window made in Belgium and installed at St. Catherine's Church, Jerusalem, in 1926 AD, and the second, a Russian Orthodox Virgin and Child Nativity icon in the style of the School of Vladimir, Russia. St. Catherine's Jerusalem is where the Roman Catholic Patriarch of Jerusalem celebrates Mass on Christmas Eve. And now the words from John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. and joyful indeed we should be at this time of the year. Joy comes from the Latin verb gaudere, meaning to rejoice. As the angels are doing in the illustration, the nativity depicted in stained glass at St. Eustace Church in Paris. The verb transitive form of joy is rejoice, which was used in the chorus of the classic 12th century Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, used in the AIC seasonal video series, The Great O Antiphons, and sung by Mr. Jared Hasselbarth from his DVD collection. The Great O Antiphons are linked from the digital library page at AnglicanInternetChurch.net. The adjective form of joy is joyful. One of the most joyful songs in the Book of Psalms is Psalm 100, like Psalm 96, known as the Jubilate Deo, and which is a morning prayer canticle in the Book of Common Prayer. The psalmist wrote in the first verse this advice, O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. One of the greatest songs of joy in the church is Isaac Watts's 1719 AD composition, Joy to the World, originally written as a song of the Second Coming and Judgment, but which is more commonly used since the early 19th century as a Christmas hymn. The music is an electronic instruments version of Joy to the World, published by Watts in 1719 and played to the tune Antioch, which comes from T. Hawk's collection of tunes published in England in 1833 AD, using an arrangement by the 19th century translator Lowell Mason. At this glorious season of the Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may God bring you and your family a new year full of God's peace, God's mercy, and joy. Please join us for the seventh day of Christmas, December 31st, when the key word is family, when we will examine the concept of family in the Old Testament and the example of the Holy Family in the New Testament. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.